following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You're listening to Guy Talk, live from the Sport Clips Haircuts locker room. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, boxers or briefs?
Speaking briefly, boxers. Unless you're a boxer, then I go briefs. Next caller.
I want to find my nearest Sport Clips, but I don't want to ask for directions.
Use sportclips.com. It's actually Guy approved. At Sport Clips, you'll get an awesome MVP haircut experience while watching sports on TV. Your head will glow like a freshly mowed Major League outfield. This has been Guy Talk, brought to you by Sport Clips, where it's good to be a guy.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach, and I want all you tried-and-true college football fans to enter the AT&T Be the Fan sweepstakes. Tackle my weekly challenge, and you might be the fan who wins a VIP trip to ESPN College Game Day. Find out how you can win at attbethefan.com. AT&T. Rethink possible.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. citizens and resident aliens of the 50 U.S. states or D.C. of the age of majority. Ends 11:59 p.m. Central Time, November 29th, 2013. Official rules at attbethefan.com.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Show the only Doug and Daddy Show of the week is
well. We're just going to have to make up for lost time.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a good show. I think it's going to be full anyway. Coming up on the program today, as we're back from the state championships, six state champions crowned at Memorial Stadium this weekend or this Monday and Tuesday, and I got a chance to see those football games. Congratulations. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report will join us to talk about that. We'll also talk with the state championship coach from Donovan Trumbull in Brent Breckner. We'll also be talking with Luke Hoover of RotoWire to answer your fantasy football questions, because there is no show tomorrow for Thanksgiving. There is no show, of course, on Friday for football that's going to be going on. And we also will be talking on the show today with Steve Sipple, because we are on the road, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, on the road here today at Cunningham's for our final Husker lunch of the year. And we're glad to have you along with us for today's show. So stay with us for today's program, and we would love to have you come down and join us from noon to one today here at Cunningham's as Steve Sipple talk a little bit about the Bo rumors and the lack thereof and all the story that's behind that and the new contract, I guess you would say, that Bo, it's not necessarily new, but he had an extension that really nobody knew about. So we'll talk about that with him. And Rick Squire is going to join us momentarily, UNK volleyball coach, to get our Loper link underway. Randy Bushcutter and Jim Langan with me here.
See, we're making up for we're making up for lost time. We're bringing in Jim as well. We're making up for lost time.
How's it going? Yeah, I hate to go the whole week without being on the show.
Really withdrawal. Hard. You get withdrawal.
That's right.
Jimmy, you talked me into taking Kansas State. and we let some guy beat us at 5-5. It's gone. The Cunningham's cash is gone. We're going to give somebody else a chance today. Travis Tuesday Trivia and Pigskin Pick'em. There's still a couple of weeks left for Pigskin Pick'em.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Doug. There's a couple things that just happened. And I kind of did lean us the wrong way. I steered us the wrong way. But 9 weeks in a row, you know, that's not bad, Doug, is it? I mean, you know, if you're honest about it.
Even the NFL doesn't run them all out. Let's do our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank. Kearney, you have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at Charter West National Bank. Oh, he is always pleasant to talk to this time of the year as they get ready to make their run through the NCAA tournament. Loper volleyball coach Rick Squires. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Great to chat with you. How are you doing today?
I am hanging right in there. We had a 7 a.m. practice, so we were up and at it, and we let the girls get out of here for a couple days now, and we'll see them again Saturday night.
Is that a good thing that Thanksgiving comes at this point here, and you don't have to – you get a week off, basically, from the MIAA tournament?
I think so. I mean, especially in this region where if you've played in the conference tournament – you know, you've probably had some tough matches, and it's gotten to be quite a bit of a long season. And so anytime you can rest up a little bit, I think that's probably a good thing.
Coach, you had got a tough draw. We knew that going in the region that you were going to face somebody tough. But is it especially, I don't want to say difficult, but annoying? I don't know what word to use to describe the fact that you have the conference championship rematch in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Oh, I know the word. We just can't say
it.
Well, you know, I guess you can look at it however you want to. You know, whoever you drew in this region was probably going to pose some difficulties unless maybe you're the number one seed and you get to host. I would say you know, maybe Duluth has a respectable draw with Arkansas Tech, who kind of upset their way into the tournament, and then they have to go all the way up to Duluth. But I think everybody else is pretty much in the same boat. You have a tough draw. We have Central Missouri. They handled us pretty good the first time we played them down at their place. We played much better the second time, and really had some chances to win that one. We needed to get the second set, had a couple of set points, and let them get away from us, and made a run at them even in the fifth, even though we were down 10-2, I think it was. So they're good. They have two really good outside hitters, as good as you'll see in Division II volleyball. So they've got a lot of firepower. You know, I think if we play well, control the ball, you know, maybe we're a little bit better defensively than they are. And I guess who knows when you've got this layoff and both teams have to go all the way up to Duluth, Minnesota, and we're pretty familiar with one another. So it does cut down on your preparation time a little bit, that's for sure.
Hey, Coach Jim Lang in here. Hey, how important is blocking in a tournament like this? Is the team that seems to go to the net and can prevent the other teams from getting, you know, that really hard-driven spike and momentum changer, is blocking real critical in this tournament or not?
You know, I think it is in a lot of ways, especially when you're dealing with teams who are familiar with one another, because by this stage of the game, you've developed some tendencies, and you kind of know what your opponent wants to do. So if you can take that away from them, and the way to do that is to block them at the net. For example, the second time we played Central Missouri, they began to take some of the things we do with Katie Sokolowski away from us. They just commit blocked to her, and they sent their middles with her every time. They didn't wait to see if she was going to get the ball, and so there were a couple of circumstances where they were able to block her and take that away from us, and we had to make some adjustments. And I think to some degree we were able to do that with them a little bit, especially with Kinsley Tikalski in the lineup now, our 6-2 left side, and they like to run some things with one of their outside hitters over on the right side in front of her, and we were able to take that away from them. So, yeah, I think to whatever degree you can – start to eliminate your opponent's favorite thing to do, just like in any sport, that gives you a chance to, you know, to force them into something they're maybe not as comfortable doing. So for us right now, that means we got to slow their outside hitters down. They have two of the best in the country, and they really are go-to attackers for them, and they're really versatile. It's easier said than done because you take something away from them and they're good enough to do something else. So no question, if we could have, you know, double-digit blocks against them, I like our chances.
We're talking with Rick Squires, head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Next Thursday is their first match at 2:30 against Central Missouri out of the MIAA. Washburn is also in there with their seed. The Lopers are also on the same side of the bracket with the six-time defending national champions from Concordia St. Paul. So all they have to do is beat the regular season and tournament champions in the MIAA, beat the six-time defending national champions, and then the regional final will be a breeze.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it. I mean, if, you know, we're going to kind of play this thing backwards so that by the time we get to the national championship game, we'll have an easy draw.
Well, Coach, there was also a little bit of – there's always seems to be a surprise, but there was a little bit of surprise, I think, from what I understand. A lot of folks thought Central Missouri would be hosting this instead of Duluth. I would think that's – A, your matchup would have been different because they'd have been the number one seed, but if you'd had to play Central Missouri on their home court, that probably is tougher. But just talk about the way the region ended up getting picked. Wayne State sitting at home, top 20 team in the country. Again, just kind of talk about how it all played out.
Well, I mean, I've made it known for several years my thoughts on regionalization, which unfortunately is somewhat unique to Division II. Division III has it, but they leave some leeway for about nine at-large picks. In addition, they also are willing to ship teams out of their region. So we truly have, I think, the most unbalanced tournament field. So you look at our region, which is probably, it's the best region in the country, top to bottom. We've got the six-time defending national champs. I don't understand the process completely. I thought it was interesting that nobody really seemed to move a whole lot in the final regional seeding, except for one and two. So I guess they figured, you know, Duluth had the two wins over Concordia, you know, in that last week. But, you know, Central Missouri won too, so I'm sure they were as disappointed as anybody that they had to go on the road. It's an interesting system. You know, one of the other things I thought was very interesting is that, you know, our commitment to regionalization in Division II still allows for a team from Arkansas to go to Duluth, so I don't know how regional that really is. But that's our system for now. It's a tough region. I mean, you hate to see teams like Wayne State and Augustana. And, you know, I think there was you know, somebody else in there. Harding had a heck of a season and ended up getting beat in the conference tournament. And it is what it is. I think it's unfortunate that really good teams get left out, and you know, some of the top teams in the country have to play each other in first round games. I mean, you know, we're a seven seed, so we have a little bit less to complain about than maybe some other years. But if you're Central Missouri, for example, you're one of the top five teams in the country, and you have to play the number 11 team in the country in a first round match. So hopefully we can use that to our advantage, and maybe the pressure's on them a little bit. But that's how it goes, and you know, it takes years to kind of correct some of those things. I do think that there are some people beginning to look at that, so maybe at some point here down the road we'll have a little more balanced field, and things will make a little more sense.
By the way, calling the system interesting, you get points for political correctness, Rick. No question about that. Obviously, we don't want to lose sight on this season and where you're going, but since last time we spoke with you, you signed six new high school seniors who will be playing for you guys next year. Talk a little bit about this year's recruiting class.
Well, I think it's a really athletic recruiting class, and what we're really excited about is we've been able to put two similar classes together. I mean, we're playing four freshmen right now on a regular basis, and it's turning out to be a pretty good freshman class that we have in here, the class of 2013. So that's encouraging, and then I think we've been able to follow that up with another really athletic class. I mean, there's two or three kids in that class that are really going to have a chance to make an impact. early on, if not right away. You know, we're looking at Caitlin Broadwell, who is a gal from Lawrence, Kansas, who I think is somewhat comparable to a Jerry Wachowiak, who was a two- or three-time All-American here, at least physically. I mean, she might even be an inch taller. So she's an exciting prospect. Tara Ziegelbein out of Lincoln Lutheran is another really physical player who's about 5'11 with a huge jump, and she's probably one of the best high school blockers we've seen in a long time. So we think we got a good one there. Caitlin Thomas is another one from Ashland Greenwood, who is a Division I athlete, 6 foot, 6'1 outside hitter, had a bunch of D1 looks early on and kind of got a little bit disenfranchised by the process and the pressure she was getting early on, and ended up, she was kind of available late, and turned out we were a pretty good fit for her. And gal out of Colorado, LaRose Curry, who was an All-State performer out there, kind of a six-rotation do-it-all player. Hannah Olson from Lincoln Christian, who's a defensive specialist, really athletic player who's got a chance to do some things at the college level. And then another passer, Allie Scheil, who is from Estes Park, Colorado. She's also an attacker, but what drew us to her was she's got just really natural platform skills in the back row. So it's a really well-rounded class with some, you know, potential high-end impact players. And so I think the future looks good. And one thing we've learned in the MIAA is you have to be really physical in this conference. I mean, you just don't see a lot of 5'8 hitters or 5'9 hitters. You've got to have some size and athleticism, and hopefully we'll be a little bit better set up to do that here down the road.
All right, Rick, have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy the time with the family, and best of luck in the NCAA tournament regionals next week.
Will do. Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. Good luck, Rick.
That is Rick Squires, head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, part of our Loper Link today here on ESPN Radio. Some quick other notes. UNK is named Dusty Jura, former outstanding men's basketball player, as the director of development for UNK of Education and Athletic Department, so he comes on board. The wrestling team had 9 individuals placed in the top 6 at their own Holiday Inn Open Saturday at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. A marquee event for the UNK cross-country team, 17th out of 32 teams at the Division II National Championships in Spokane, Washington, that was run on Saturday. Kevin Carter out of Albion led the way for the Lopers. For the UNK basketball team, they went 1-1 over the weekend. For the men, they fell to South Dakota Mines, 84-76, and then held Shadron State to just 14% shooting in the first half. Connor Baranek had 24 points and 11 rebounds in the 88-60 victory. The Loper women were defeated last night. They were up by 8 at halftime, but Sioux Falls scores 55 in the second half to beat the Loper women. The men and women are back on the road December the 5th, as they will be traveling to Missouri Southern. Also volleyball, a couple of academic awards. Katie Sokolowski was named an MIAA Scholar Athlete, one of just 18 players in the entire MIAA conference to receive that. The UNK swim team is keeping busy. They head to the Mutual of Omaha invite next weekend, not this weekend. The football MIAA Scholar Athletes include Tyke Kozel and Cole Manhart for the Lopers. So that's what's all, I believe, going on with the UNK. That's got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and Manhart's got a lot of accolades both on the field and also in the classroom as well. And that, you know, that bodes well for his future, regardless of where we go from here on out.
Troutman's Trivia, Pigskin Pick'em, Bob Jensen, Luke Hoover with your fantasy football questions, Donovan Trumbull State Championship coach Brent Breckner, Steve Sipple, all joining us here today. Come on down and join us for lunch live at Cunningham's. It's our Husker Lunch today from noon to 1. We're here, and we'll be right back.
Are you serious about maximizing muscle growth, boosting strength, and optimizing hormones so you can get noticed in the gym? Well, you asked, and Complete Nutrition listened. Introducing the new L3 Anabolic Stack. L3 is the best new muscle-building supplement stack on the planet. If you want to jack up testosterone levels 42% in as little as 12 days, all while packing on tons of muscle and raising growth hormone levels so you can be the man you never thought you'd be, stop by a Complete Nutrition store today and find out how the new
L3 Series is changing the muscle building game for men.
Complete nutrition.
Warning, if you put on more than 15 pounds of muscle in the first 4 weeks, please visit your personal health consultant to adjust your dosage.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Sears Auto Center presents the Denskys.
Why don't we just call a tow truck?
I haven't hit this part yet.
Okay, start her up.
Look, a teddy bear.
Unlock the doors! Unlock the doors!
Don't let bad car care leave you stranded. Head to Sears Auto Center for expert service. Black Friday deals start 8 p.m. Thursday, where members get $200 in savings and value on eligible tires. Plus, save $100 on a service purchase of $400 or more. Sears, where better happens. Tire offer ends 1 p.m. 11:29. Service offer ends 11:30. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm a good gift giver. No, a fantastic gift giver. What do I get in return? An unnecessary cheek pinch. I deserve more. So this year, I'm giving Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards. For every $25 I spend, I can get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. So the next time I hear, "Oh, that's so sweet," it better be referring to honey barbecue sauce.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Valid in restaurant and participating U.S. locations only. Void in Florida, New York, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. Ends limited to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2013. See official rules at buffalowildwings.com.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Here's your WeatherEye forecast powered by weatherology.com. Sunny skies today and breezy winds at times. Highs will top out near 38 degrees. And tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to near 23. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 34.
$100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, Jim Lagan with you from our Husker Lunch. That's right, we're bringing a triple header for you today for our final Husker Lunch of the year. And the Doug and Daddy Show on the road here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Bob Jensen will be joining us in just a moment. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Maybe you're going to be out and about and just want to drive around with the family, take a look at some new and pre-owned vehicles over this Thanksgiving holiday. This would be a perfect time to do it. And, of course, right now, low monthly payments. Get 1.99% financing on new vehicles for 72 months, or that's 6 years if you want to do the math there. You figure that out for everybody.
My abacus is broken, so thanks.
For a pre-owned vehicle, 2.99% financing for 72 months. The best part about this is the consumers keep all the rebates. You don't have to choose the discount or the cash back or the financing. You get it all right now. It's their Midway Care. At the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and thinkmidway.com.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
Have come to a close. Bob, have you recovered? How are you?
Well, mostly. Mostly. It's quite a couple of days. It was a lot of fun, like it always is, Duda. You know that. And got to see a lot of different things. They were definitely six different football games, no doubt about it.
Well, we started with a fine one, and we ended with a fine one as far as competitive and who had the ball in the last minute still had a chance to win the football game. In between, they were not contests in the fourth quarter, but let's start with the last game last night, Omaha North.
Well, I tell you what, Calvin Strong just he's just different. He is just he's on a different plane, and people are going to talk about the statistics, and of course they're all there. The kid nearly rushed for 3,000 yards. He got all those touchdowns, all that stuff. That's not really what I take from watching that kid play. He plays with such joy, and he has such a sense of showmanship, and it's not the kind where he wants all the attention. It's the example is last night. He scores on that long touchdown, starts the game, and he's all kinds of excited. His teammates are all over him. He rips his helmet off on the sideline and then turns to the crowd and just gives him a big old wave. He's got that beautiful smile, and it's just like, hey, it's not like I did it. It's like, we did it. We got something going here. And I tell you what, the kid is just, there aren't very many high school kids of any kind that have an it factor. But Calvin does. And I'm telling you what, he wants to come to Nebraska. And if that kid comes to Nebraska and has any amount of a career, he will leave as one of the most beloved figures in Husker history. And I know that is jumping way ahead, but watching him play at Memorial Stadium, you couldn't help but think about something like that.
A team that got kind of the frequent driver miles was Hemingford. They drove across the state several times, finally having their season end in really a tough fashion. Exeter Milligan, nice come from behind win, 20-18. Talk about the D1 game, because that was, with Class A, those are probably the two best games played at Memorial Stadium.
Yeah. Hello there, Bush. Well, anyway, here's the thing about the D1 game. Hemingford did not, they didn't look like they hadn't been there before. They got the big lead, the 18-0 lead. They looked all kinds of athletic, looked like they were doing things, and like any game when the underdog, and Hemingford was the underdog, even though they were undefeated. Anytime that you come out that third quarter, and those first few minutes are so critical, and Exeter came out with a real sense of purpose and just took control of the game, but the point was they still didn't have the lead until late. And great players make great plays at just the right time. And that Kyle Jensen from Exeter Milligan, he's just money. He's just money for Exeter Milligan. And he broke the tackle there on the long touchdown that scored the winning points. And really, I don't know. I'm a big pansy. I'm the first one to admit it. I was just heartbroken for number 26 for Hemingford, because it happened right in front of me. He was just all kinds of despondent. You knew the game was over, or at least you thought you did. But then there's two more turnovers in the last 2 minutes, and both teams had a chance to do something. But that was the play that won the game. And Hemingford certainly showed it was certainly worthy of being in the finals. They're the early line favorite to win it next year, but it's Exeter Milligan's day in the sun, and they did that without Nolan White. To me, if he's not their best player, he's certainly one of them. Him, Sluka, Pribble, and Jensen are a nice little four pack, and to win that without him just goes to show how good that team really was.
Hey, Bob, Jim Langen here. How you doing?
Langen, Mr. Langen.
I got you. Hey, every once in a while, these state final games, we as broadcasters and being around it know that, hey, probably the championship game was played in the semis. And I thought this year, more than a lot of years, that was the case. I mean, Falls City Sacred Heart just dominated. Donovan Trumbull that seemed to have some success. Cozad did. What was your feeling on that? Did you feel like a lot of games were decided in the semis?
I could, Langen, I could see that. I could see that line of thought. Those are some good examples. I was at that Why Not Sacred Heart game, and they wore Sacred Heart out. It's just that Why Not couldn't stop them. Stewart has a nice team. It's a nice. But it's they're athletic. It's just that Sacred Heart was bigger, deeper, and just as athletic. And they just didn't have any answer. Cozad just hit the pedal at just the right time. They were playing their best football in this last month. I suppose really when you look at C1,
I'm sitting here thinking, and I haven't got to that point yet, but you go to put together a top 10. How far down do you go before you get to a team from the East? It could be a ways. You know, and that's no disrespect intended, but that West bracket was just so loaded, and then playing Boone in the semifinal, that's a good example. And then Donovan, I don't know, Donovan, Aquinas, you know, they were a little bit shorthanded, but, you know, they kind of got exposed. I mean, Donovan just had their number. When it came to match up player on player, Donovan had more players, and you know, they took advantage. And I also thought, speaking of that game, Langan, I thought Donovan showed tremendous poise in that game. You know, they're right there. This is their moment. They're out in the big stadium. You know, how would you handle that? You know, Aquinas has been around the block a couple times. They did it masterfully. They didn't make hardly any mistakes, and they took advantage of every opportunity that they got left on the table.
Yeah, you know, Donovan Trumbull, they're just the teams in that area, and I think Doug and I talked about this maybe 6 weeks ago, that, you know, the St. Cecilia, the Blue Hill, the Donovan Trumbull, the Sutton, just for a two-year period, how good that area was, and it really showed, you know, that they were ready. You know, this game today was one of their easier games on their schedule, you know.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's true. And, you know, something that now this may seem a little strange, but Duda said something that made sense a couple weeks ago when he said maybe Northeast Nebraska football is not as good as it usually is. Well, look at the state finals and how many purebred Northeast Nebraska football teams made a final. None. And really, when you're trying to measure everything on a statewide basis, there are some things you draw against, and one of them is who's the best up there? Who's the best couple teams in that part of the state? They surely figured to be right at the top of, you know, any of the four smallest classes. Well, you know, that wasn't necessarily the case this year. Wynot was really good. Creighton was really good, but there are other teams that were good. Don't get me wrong, but it's just that when you go to figure who is good, it was a little bit of an unusual year, and that led to some great finals. Five first time finalists. Only A was the only class that didn't have a team in it that hadn't been in a final before, and so as a fan, that part was great. But it did kind of make for unusual comparisons. It wasn't a typical year.
Well, it was nice to see some new faces in there, get some new blood in there, and you still had an Aquinas that was the two-time defending champion. They were there, and there were still some of the usual suspects that maybe didn't make it to Lincoln, but it wasn't like a Norfolk Catholic or a St. Cecilia or a Sutton fell off the map, or an Elm Creek or an Overton or some of the other teams. But as you said, it'll be interesting to see when you start computing the final rankings and when you already start thinking about who's going to be at the top of their classes next year. Bob, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. We'll cut her a little short today because we need to move on, but we can't wait for the final rankings to come out from Huskerland Prep Report, and a week from tomorrow, we'll see you on the basketball court.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, anyway, it's great to be on, Duda. Gentlemen, as it always is, I appreciate it. It's been a great year, and I know I'll see all of you soon.
All right, Bob. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bob, be well.
That's Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. You can check him out online as well, huskerlandprep.rivals.com. Coming up, we'll talk with the state football championship coach at Donovan Trumbull, Brent Breckner. We'll have a short fantasy football segment today with Luke Hoover of RotoWire. So email or tweet or what else can they do? Facebook. Facebook your question.
I have a Facebook
question. For Luke Hoover. So we'll get those questions to you. But right now, Troutman's Tuesday trivia on a Wednesday, since we didn't have it yesterday. Remember, Thanksgiving is here. You can pick up your fresh turkeys. They've got smoked turkeys, sausages. It's not all about the turkey. You probably have all of a sudden, either you have the turkey and you got it at Troutman's, or all of a sudden the plans changed and you're hosting. They've got steaks. They've got prime ribs. They've got USDA Choice Certified Angus beef. Their steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak tenderness and flavor. And you're not just eating on Thursday.
It's a 4-day football weekend, so you've got to have some football food.
Troutman's is there for you, whether it's snack sticks, whether it's bacon for breakfast, or whether it's the ham, the turkey, or the steak or the prime rib with just some fresh smokehouse sausages, just in case, you know, I'm not fixing a meal for every time. Well, Friday night, fix it yourself. Get some smoked sausage and brats at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Here is your Troutman's trivia question for today. The first correct answer at 888-455-ESPN will win a $25 gift card to Troutman's. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you're eligible. 888-455-3776. It's Nebraska and Iowa on Friday. Name the last year that Iowa actually beat Nebraska in football. They play volleyball tonight, but we're talking football. The last year that Iowa beat Nebraska in football was when? Call now. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We're back with Brent Breckner of Donovan Trumbull after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. Thanksgiving is here. Finally, I'm starving. Whether you're going to be there in person or you can't make it this year, add to the Thanksgiving celebration and give thanks to friends and family with something beautiful. The Harvest Centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers.com. This is my favorite product, the Harvest Centerpiece. Fresh roses, sunflowers, lilies, palms, and more. Expertly crafted by local florists. And it brings the warmth of the Thanksgiving season to your table. Time is almost up on this offer. Order the Harvest Centerpiece and get a free upgrade to a larger centerpiece starting at just $29.99. And you can still get it there for Thanksgiving. You have to order now. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or download the mobile app. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Here's your WeatherEye forecast powered by WeatherEye.com. Sunny skies today and breezy winds at times. Highs will top out near 38 degrees. And tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to near 23. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 34.
Husker Lunch. We're going to be giving away a copy of the book from Sean Callahan, 100 Things a Nebraska Fan Needs to Know or Do Before They Die. We'll be giving away a copy of that today. Steve Sipple will be our speaker today from the Lincoln Journal-Star. Quite a few things to cover, so come on in. Enjoy lunch at Cunningham's. Recap whatever you want. You ask Sip a question, he's going to answer it. He is so knowledgeable on a variety of things inside the program. with Coach Pelini. Sean, a tad bit more on the recruiting stuff, but Sip knows on that. He knows Iowa, talks about Penn State, talks about the contract that we've learned about here in the last 24 hours, talks about the bowl situation, and anything from the season that you want to discuss. It's coming up. Nebraska only a 3-point favorite. I say only a 3-point favorite against Iowa. That kind of concerns me, Jimmy.
You know, Doug, I think I told you 5 weeks ago or 6 weeks ago, and you remember, I said I was not that bad.
Yeah, and I refused to
believe
it.
That. Yeah.
And then I figured out how they're winning games, and it's all about the matchup. They run the, they're a little too close to Minnesota.
Yes, and what? Yeah, and you're exactly right. And they are not going to be fun for Nebraska to play. This game, I think Nebraska is probably. I mean, when I looked at that and saw the scores, you know, between Minnesota and some of the other people that we play, Michigan State and all, man, that spread, it's really hard to put one out there and make either one of those teams more than a 4-point favorite. I mean, how can you make Iowa more than 4 or Nebraska more than 4? I think it's going to be an extremely close game. It'll be kind of like the Penn State game.
And the teams that Iowa has lost to have a combined record of 39-3.
Exactly.
Ouch.
Yeah,
so they're pretty solid.
Northern Illinois being one of those that finished off a 12-0 regular season last night.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do I put Lynch on my Heisman ballot?
I would.
No.
Yeah, I would. I think so. I think I would.
I was shocked by you, Randy. I figured, yeah, because you root for the little guy.
I do. I root for the little guy, but you've got to play somebody. Is he the best player in the country? No. Manziel is better than him. The quarterback of Florida State's better than him.
Yeah, you're right, and it's going to be tough because we're at a point now where there's no clear-cut favorite if people elect not to vote for Jameis Winston for the alleged off-field.
Somebody's a victim in that situation. I'm not sure who the victim is. I mean, we have to get enough details. I mean, obviously, I wasn't there, but somebody's a victim there. Either Winston is a victim or the person that he allegedly attacked, the accuser, is the victim. I'm just not sure who the victim is here yet.
I want to congratulate Matt from Kearney. He knew that the last time Iowa beat Nebraska was 1981. He wins our Troutman's Tuesday Trivia $25 gift card. And congratulations to Matt from Kearney. Our Midtown Mart Cooler question of the day. How far will the Chicago Bulls fare this season? Or how will they fare this season without Derrick Rose? Still make the finals? Absolutely no chance because they'd have to beat Miami. That ain't happening. Eastern Conference Finals? Doubt it. First or second round? Miss the playoffs or they end up being a lottery team. I'll say they make the playoffs and end up in that first or second round. Randy?
I think so. That's about where they'll be knocked out by the Pacers. You kind of forgot the Pacers. I think the Pacers might be the team in the East.
I didn't forget
Well, no,
Pacers.
But I'm just saying there's too many good teams in the East for them to get past very far.
Miami's going to the finals.
And they'll be playing the Pacers in the final, in the Eastern Finals.
Jimmy, do you care?
I'm going to go back to the Northern Illinois quarterback, and I'm going to bring up a point about Greg McDermott at Creighton and what he did at the Missouri Valley. And how well he plays, and for somebody to say, hey, I'm not going to vote for him because there's better players in the ACC or the Southeastern Conference. I think that the Northern Illinois quarterback represents what the Heisman Trophy is about, and that is his character and what he's done on and off the field. I love his sportsmanship. He deserves to be on the ballot. I don't have a vote, but I definitely think he represents what college football is about.
I do have a vote, which I think is extremely cool, and I take it serious.
And yes.
I won't reveal who I pick but
no.
until after the fact, but I've got till December 9th, I think the date is, to put that all down. Brett Breckner set to join us, but our Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Cooler question. We've had a couple during the state playoffs, but how will the Huskers fare? Win and cover? Only 45%, 36% think Nebraska is going to lose the game on Friday. Boy, I don't hope not. 36%. There you go. Let's move on with the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. He's still got a big smile on his face coming off the bus. Brent Breckner, state championship for Donovan Trumbull. And, Coach, you know what? We've been hoping and rooting for your ball club all along. And it is here. What did it finally feel like when you realized that the trophy was coming back to Donovan?
Probably relief, I would say, is probably the biggest thing. I mean, we're just so excited. You know, we knew our kids had a great opportunity, and they'd worked their tails off, you know, the seniors for the last 4 years, and we wanted an opportunity to go get one. And, you know, there's just a lot of excitement around here for sure, and we're pretty excited about it. Kids did a great job.
Coach, you know, obviously Jordan Slough, your skill position players get a lot of attention, but I'll tell you what, I thought your offensive defensive lines really controlled the line of scrimmage throughout the course of the year. Talk a little bit about those guys that don't normally get their names mentioned a whole lot in the newspaper or on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely. We had great leadership up there. You know, we had Grady Cook and Eric Tobin playing offense and defensive line both, and just did an outstanding job running the zone game and then playing on the D-line. Adam Gomez that played nose tackle for us, another senior, and Jonah Blaze working his way in there on the D-line in our three-man front. You know, and then Kalen Garrett, first-time starter for us at guard, did an outstanding job. Trevor Warford playing center for us, and we ask a lot out of our center. He's calling out the fronts and still has snapped the football well in the shotgun, and really got after it and really was a great team leader. And then Mitch Sawyer's another senior that started for us at left tackle. That is his first year starting, and those guys really developed and gelled, and Coach Head does an outstanding job getting those guys prepared, and they're prepared every week, and they got after it for sure.
How about this Jake Kreidel kid?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's one of those, he just makes plays. I mean, sometimes he drives me nuts as a coach because, you know, he might not read it right or do it exactly how you drew it up, but he flies around, he makes plays, he's all over the place, and he's another guy that stepped up huge. We had a lot of that this year, guys that didn't maybe play a lot last year, and they stepped in and, you know, really took over. He goes from not playing very much, you know, at the beginning of the year, he wasn't even a starter, and he's our leading tackler, so he really got a lot better as we went on.
Hey, Coach, I reffed your football game last year, the St. Cecilia game, and that was the first time I'd seen you play. And I was really impressed with your coaching staff and your players and the ability that you kept people off balance. You could run the ball. You would run some reverses. You would run a pass, a deep. You would throw the ball, you know, a slant. I just thought you guys did an excellent job with your play calling in that game. And I just listened to some games on the radio and saw your game on TV. So I was just thought you did a tremendous job, and I just want to give you some accolades for that.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We're talking with Brett Breckner, the head football coach of the state champions from Donovan-Trumbull. Coach, I think Aquinas, for the most part, outside of the true football coaches in the state, they're not going to get the credit maybe they deserve. I thought they executed their game plan about as well as they could yesterday, and you still beat them 32-13. They required you to drive the football more than you had the last 2 years, to be patient, to not make any mistakes. I said, really, the only way I thought you guys would lose yesterday is if you turned the ball over. Well, the more snaps you take, the more chances you have of turning that over. And I thought Aquinas, they played about as good as they could, and you still got them by 19.
Yeah, absolutely. They really did a good job. They had no penalties. You know, turned the ball over on their very last offensive snap. Otherwise, you know, they played a pretty good game. They really had the field position going, you know, with a great kicking game, and they really did execute very well what they were trying to do. And, you know, we talked a lot about that, and I thought our kids did a good job with that, is we didn't need those extraordinary plays. We just needed some consistency and be consistent in what we were doing and doing the stuff that got us to this point. And I think our kids really bought into that. You know, we didn't have the big runs. It was windy down there. We didn't throw the football as much as we would have liked to. You know, there were some things that we felt like were open in the passing game, but, you know, we really put it on our kids, and that's something during the playoffs. You know, we do all these things, and we run this offense, and when it comes down to it, we're going to run the football. We're going to run it inside and run inside zone, and we were able to do that, and our kids really hung their hat on that, and they really took a lot of pride in that. So I thought our kids did really well, and defensively, I mean, I thought we played really well all over the place. Tanner Taylor's another guy that didn't play a lot last year but had a huge game, you know, playing strong safety and getting down when they were trying to run sweeps and stuff like that, and made some big plays. And, you know, just really, really proud of those guys playing all over the place. They played an outstanding game.
Hey, you know, the other thing, too, I listened to Doug's telecast on the radio, and it sounds to me like you got in the red zone and had some big fourth down plays. Is it, was that right? Was that game, Doug? Was that the correct game where you guys had some? Did you have some fourth down calls? Yeah. So you know that was a big part of getting the points, because if not, they're going to get the ball and have a 92-yard field. But you scoring those touchdowns at that time was critical.
Yeah, I think we're 3 for 3 on fourth downs, you know, and our same thing. I mean, our kids just take that mentality and, hey, we're going to go get it. You know, there was no question. We're going to go for it here and there. And, you know, we call the play in and they go execute it. I mean, that was probably the biggest thing is we executed very, very well, especially over the last few weeks against some really, really good football teams. You take away the first half against St. Pat's, and, you know, from then on, we really have executed well, taking care of the football and played really, really good football. And our kids have responded really, really well. And that's kind of where we're why we're where we're at. I mean, just a great group of kids. I mean, they study their butts off on football and really, really get after it, and they understand the game plan. And, you know, that's why we're able to do so many things, because these kids just soak it up.
Oh, man, that's usually our NCAA alert buzzer. But, you know.
We're safe, I think.
Go ahead, Randy.
Coach, winning a state championship is so special for you. It's special for your staff. Obviously, it's special for the kids. It's so special for the community. It is so, so hard to do. Tell me a little celebration story, kind of a moment where it really sunk in for you, sunk in for your players. You know, in the post game, you kind of see just kind of that neat little moment that makes coaching so special. Tell me some little story that just kind of brings home how special that this season was for you guys.
You know, there's so many of them. Our community was just so excited. You know, first ever state championship. You know, when we got done and got the awards and stuff, just looking up to that crowd and you know, our kids running over and hugging people over the fence. And we got home, and they did it after the semis too. But on our way home, we stopped and they let us into town with the volunteer fire department, and we got a chance to bring our kids onto our charter bus. You know, the coaches' kids on, and they rode with us behind the fire department. We drove by the stadium and the lights were on, and they had the final score of the game up, and it was absolutely fantastic. We got back to the school and we hopped off the bus, and there are people at the school. They had a little pep rally here for us. I mean, the community support has been outstanding. I mean, the people just, they've really supported us. You know, we talked a lot about, you know, appreciating the community support. They put a ton of money into our weight room. You know, they believed in us even when we were struggling. You know, and those parents, they've trusted us to, you know, coach their kids and given us some great opportunities to do that. And we've asked a lot out of them, and they've always given us their support.
Brent Breckner, head football coach of the state champions from Donovan Trumbull. Who was it that you almost ran through the fence to go hug? Because I saw you run over there on a pretty good sprint. I thought you were going to run through the fence.
Yeah, my wife. I always, before the game, I always get a kiss, and then she's always the first one after. She's the one. You probably could hear her from where you were at way upstairs. She gets pretty fired up. She's pretty excited. She's definitely my number one fan. So even when we were struggling, she was cheering loud and getting people fired up. So
we'll let you out of here with this. The comment you've talked about, this is a true building process. Some of the kids said on the post-game interviews that it may have started as far back as in third grade. When did you know that this would be the year that you had a chance to win a state championship?
You know, these guys were pretty young. I remember them being in eighth grade, in seventh grade even. We were starting to get them involved in our weights program, just doing some real basic stuff. And you know, they were showing up every day. They were coming in after school. They were coming in before school. I mean, our weight room attendance was out of this world. You know, we had some teams that kind of built this, and that's something sometimes people miss. The last couple of years, we've had kids that have bought in, and they didn't get that championship, but those guys are responsible, you know, for this building process and kind of setting the foundation. But this group of kids, you know, they came in and they were killing it in the weight room, and they worked their tails off at practice. And, you know, it's kind of cool. They just love football. They love being around here. I had a bunch of guys, they ended up staying the night at the school. I mean, I don't think they're ready for it to be over, even though we've, you know, got to where we wanted to be and accomplished that goal. But they love football, and they just great teammates and a great family atmosphere. But, I mean, it's just a great group.
Well, Brent, something that will never be forgotten, Donovan Trumbull's first state football championship. Congratulations on being the man in charge, and to all your coaches and the kids. And we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for giving us the time.
Hey, thanks a lot, and thanks for always saying good stuff about me. Appreciate it.
You bet, buddy. Brent Breckner, he's a great guy. It's easy to say good things about him. The state championship coach at Donovan Trumbull. Hey, before we go into our break, let's get Jimmy Langan's picks. Then we're going to do Pigskin Pick'em. We still got Luke Hoover and Steve Sippel that we're all going to try and cram in here in the next 10 minutes. Jimmy went 2-2 last week. He had Colorado against USC, and he had Nebraska against Penn State. He lost BYU against Notre Dame and lost Ohio State against Indiana with a backdoor cover. Of course, I think maybe you got to cover as well. Colorado kind of did the same thing and it got you a win. But 2-2. I think we've only had 1 week where you were below 500.
The Colorado game at one time was 40-29, Doug.
Oh, ooh.
And they kicked an onside kick.
Oh, well, sorry.
I saw
20. If
they were down, down 23-0 at one time. Had a couple interceptions, but you know they competed with them a little bit better than that. But that was 40-29, and they tried an onside kick with 2 minutes to go, and then USC almost got a backdoor cover.
Who we got this week?
Hey, the only thing I'm taking the two ACC teams. I'm taking Georgia Tech against Georgia, and they're getting 4 points, and I'm taking Clemson against South Carolina. And they're getting 5 points. I like those two really well. I think the ACC can compete with the Southeastern Conference, and both teams are getting points. I think the game should be both even. The spread should be even, so you're getting points, and hopefully, you know, you'll win the game. And if not, maybe you can cover and only get beat by three and get some money. I don't think people are giving a respect to a team called Missouri good enough. I think Missouri might beat Texas A&M. The trouble with that game is. The spread's 4.5. So you do have to cover that 4.5. But Texas A&M's defense is not that good. I don't think they're that good. People are scoring with them. And if Missouri can find a way just to contain this quarterback a little bit, then he's a good one. But if they can contain a little bit, and I think the football game's played in Missouri. So, you know, those are all good things that are going towards Missouri's direction. And if I think Missouri is the real deal. I think they really are a pretty good football team. So those are my three.
We'll do our pigskin pick 'em right now, folks. Give us a call, 888-455-ESPN. The first person that can tell us the correct answer gets to go up against the whole group of us here today with pigskin pick 'em. We've got a fresh $10 in Cunningham's cash. We'll also give you the large combo meal to Big Dally's Deli and throw in some special gifts as well. Randy Bushcutter mentioned it earlier. Iowa has only lost 4 games this year. How many of those 4 teams that they have played, combined losses do they have? Combined losses by the 4 teams that have beaten Iowa are how many? 888-455-ESPN. Those teams are Northern Illinois, Michigan State, Ohio State, Wisconsin. How many combined losses do they have? Call now. You're up against us in Pigskin Pick'em. We'll be right back.
Spa. Millions of dollars of factory direct 2013 inventory. Friday through Sunday at Buffalo County Fairgrounds, Kearney.
Over 100 spas on display and everything must go.
All inventory 40 to 80% off. Trade-ins welcome. Free delivery. We'll even haul away your old spa. Spa starting at $29.95.
Make thousands of the revolutionary swim spa.
See the revolutionary swim spa in action and save up to 60%.
Exercise with low impact.
Swim the entire year and stay in shape.
Teach your kids to swim.
Unwind and save thousands.
Avoid the expense and maintenance involved with a pool.
You can do it all.
Swim. Exercise
and relax in your new aquatic exercise swim spa.
Installation in one day only.
Millions of dollars of factory direct 2013 inventory. Friday through Sunday at Buffalo County Fairgrounds, Kearney. New 2013 inventory.
All inventory must be sold.
12 months interest-free financing.
Millions of dollars of inventory must be sold
at Buffalo County Fairgrounds, Kearney.
Friday noon to 8.
Saturday 10 to 8.
Sunday 10 to 6.
Free admission.
Free parking.
Call 877-55-HOT-TUB or visit spablowout.com. Spablowout.com.
Measure twice, cut once. Words to live by. Whether you're framing a house or getting a pair of Red Wing work boots. That's why at a Red Wing shoe store, we take the time to precisely measure your feet. Both feet. And not just the length and width either. We use the latest digital tools to measure your arch and even your pressure points for a truly custom fit. It's our way of making sure your boots fit your feet as well as your job. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doug and Daddy Show here at Cunningham for our final. final Husker lunch. We're about 10 minutes away from Steve Sippel chatting to the crew. We've got a nice crowd on hand for the day before Thanksgiving. Come on in, though. We've got room for you. Talk Husker football. Ask Sip any question that you would want. But right now, it's Pigskin Pick'em, Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, Jim Langan, and we're going up against Wes from Amherst. They've had a good fall sports season, good football season. I expect Wes, who has played our game in previous years, will give us a shot here. He's won the large combo meal to Big Dally's Deli. Wes, are you ready to go?
We're ready.
All right, let's fire it through them, boys. The first game up is tomorrow night, Thanksgiving, Texas Tech at Texas. The Longhorns still have a chance to win the conference. 4.5-point favorite. Wes, who you got?
I'll go Texas.
I'm going to take Texas Tech because this is where it ends. Randy?
I got Texas.
I'll take Texas.
Oh, man, I'm the only one. Woo. Miami of Florida is a 2.5-point favorite at Pittsburgh. I always pick against Pittsburgh. I'll take Miami of Florida. Jimmy?
Miami of Florida.
Randy?
My coin flip said Pittsburgh.
And Wes?
Miami of Florida.
Boston College at Syracuse. These ACC games end up on there because the spreads are always close. I have no idea. Jimmy, who you got? Boston College favored by 2.
I'm going to take Boston College.
Randy?
I took BC.
They got a football running back in, was it Williams, that's up for the Doak Walker Award. I'm going to go with him, although I think that spread should be bigger. I'm afraid about this one. Wes, who you got? Boston College, Syracuse?
Boston College.
Iowa State at West Virginia. Iowa State is a 7.5-point underdog. Who you got, Wes?
I'll go Iowa State.
Jimmy?
I'm taking West Virginia.
And Randy?
I got Iowa State.
Yeah, there was only one reason I even put this game on there, because I think West Virginia's season has went straight down the old toilet. I'm taking Iowa State, given the 7.5. That's the money line play, Jimmy, no?
Yeah, maybe so, but I'm the only guy with West Virginia.
Yeah?
Hey, that's good news.
Go Rocky Top. Oh, wait, wrong state. Northwestern at Illinois. Northwestern, only a 3.5-point favorite. Randy, who you got?
They've been snake bit, but I got Northwestern.
Jimmy?
I'll try Northwestern.
Wes?
Yeah, Northwestern.
Well, I've taken every road team so far. Northwestern just doesn't get any love. They just don't. They're too good of a football team. I'll take Northwestern. Georgia at Georgia Tech. Georgia given 3. Jimmy, you've already picked this.
Yeah, I got Georgia Tech all the way.
Randy?
I'm going to go with Georgia. I think they're going to win. May not cover, but I think they'll win.
I'm going to take Georgia Tech. I think it's too much to overcome. Wes, what do you got?
Yeah, Georgia Tech.
Texas A&M at Missouri. Missouri getting 4.5. Are giving 4.5. They are the favorite. Wes, who do you like here? A&M at Missouri.
Missouri.
And Jim, I think you're going to take
Missouri.
Randy?
I got Missouri.
This will be the last great game in college that Johnny Manziel ever plays. Texas A&M. Clemson is at South Carolina. South Carolina, 4.5-point favorite. I like Clemson. Jimmy?
Clemson.
That was one of his picks as well. Randy?
Carolina at home will win. Whatever I don't think they'll cover, but I think they'll win.
Remember when I was supposed to vote for Jadeveon Clowney for Heisman? Whatever happened. Wes, who you like?
South Carolina.
And UCLA is at USC. USC, a 3.5-point favorite. Randy?
USC.
I'm taking UCLA. Jimmy?
I'll take USC.
And Wes?
Yeah, USC.
And finally, Alabama at Auburn, a 1-versus-4 matchup. Alabama's on the road, favored by 11. Wes, what do you think?
Alabama.
Jimmy?
I'll take Alabama.
Randy?
Bama, but they won't cover the 11-point spread.
Yeah, I am just so close. I want to take another upset here with Auburn, and so I will. Auburn.
So I will. Does it cost anything?
Yeah, that's right.
Now because the pot went down from 90 back down to 10, we're going to help Wes out. We're going to give our Nebraska-Iowa point total first this week. Total points in the Nebraska-Iowa game, Randy?
45.
45. You got the Huskers winning?
Yes, I do.
Jimmy?
44.5.
Jimmy's going with 44.5. Does Nebraska win?
Yeah, they're going to win. They're going to win 22.5 to 22.
Yeah, every time I pick a high score, it's low. Every time I pick a low score, it's high. The weather, I think, is going to be decent enough.
Yep.
You're going to see a lot of running of the football. Nebraska wins this game with a lot of field goals and touchdowns, about 3 of each. So that'd be 30. And then that means Iowa gets about 20. So I'm going to go with 50. Wes, what do you think?
I'm going to go 38.
38. Wes, thanks for joining us. Best of luck and congratulations on what you've already won. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Thank you, too.
See you, Wes.
Luke Hoover is set to join us, if I believe we are about ready to go here with with our producer, Jeff. If Jeff, you'll let me know, then we'll get into Luke Hoover and Steve Sipple to wrap things up. Our Husker Lunch brought to you by Home Federal Bank, Gary Michaels Clothiers. That is going on in Kearney and Hastings, and, of course, here at Cunningham. Stop by and join us today. Whilst we're giving away one of Steve Sipple's. Steve Sipple's going to join us, Sean Callahan, coach today. Yeah. 100 things Nebraska fans should know or do before they die. Great crowd on hand today as we're about ready to turn it over to Sip. Let's have Sip come up and join us right now as we get Luke hooked up here, and we'll ask him a couple of questions, and then we'll get him set up here for the crowd at Cunningham's. Just a time for a couple of questions for Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star. We want to thank Sip and Sean Callahan for joining us all year long. They're all over the place. They come to Kearney. They get the pulse in Fremont and Columbus and Beatrice. Sip, how you doing? Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Good. How are you guys doing, Doug? Good. Randy?
Doing great. Time for a couple questions. So let's get
to
it.
Well, you look good. I mean, what's all y'all dressed up?
Yeah.
All right. He's got something.
He's got a good tie on.
I got some.
He's got a power tie.
Tied it myself, bro.
Did you really?
Yeah, those clips are not that hard.
that was only three attempts to do.
That's
this
good
morning,
though. You so did good. You did well on that.
Sip contract. How long did you know that this thing was in the
way? You know
why
what?
Why didn't Bosa? I'm not. Of course, he never really did. So, your thoughts about what has come out the last 24?
Well, I don't think it. I don't know. I think it's pretty procedural, is what I'd say. My only working knowledge of it was he. You know, I got to be careful here a little bit. I mean, he has said to me a few times. They'd owe me $8 million. And there was a part of me a few times I said, well, how's that even add up? But I just trusted him. And there you go. That's how it adds up. If they'd fire him, they'd, do the math. But I don't know that it matters because, like I said, it's procedural. Tom, it's pretty standard to give a guy a one-year extension, a coach, any coach, anywhere, big-time program. And then also Tom had to do his evaluation before he left, which – bosses do. I mean, if my boss left, he'd want to do the evaluation, in that situation before he left. So yeah. I wouldn't read a whole lot into it. I mean, I would be happy if I were Bo, but I wouldn't read a lot into it, the current situation.
Iowa, pretty tough team. I mean, you take a look at their record and how they've kind of played. They're not flashy. They're not getting a lot of love. This is not going to be an easy game Friday afternoon.
No, and Nebraska's not expecting one. The big issue, I would say, will be scoring points. I know the defense, if coaches and players are really confident that they can limit Iowa, I think the issue will be Nebraska. Can they get to 20? Can they get to 21? I think that's what they'd have to do. But that's not going to be easy. The line is, I think it's probably good enough to win the game. That's about enough. That's about all I'd say. It's good enough right now. Amir's in good shape. He got through. He's getting through the week well. So, I mean, I like Nebraska's chances a lot.
All right, Sip, we're running over, so we'll let you get to the crowd.
Yeah, we better get to the crowd.
Always
thanks,
great
guys.
To see you, buddy.
Yeah, it's nice to see you guys.
See you, Sip.
Sip, a Lincoln Journal star. Our final segment here, Luke Hoover from RotoWire going to join us. We're just going to jump into Luke, our fantasy football challenge. Don't forget to sign up, and don't forget with Thanksgiving, having three games to get your teams in. Luke Hoover of RotoWire joining us every Thursday, but because it's Thanksgiving, he's with us on a Wednesday. And, Luke, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on a day early, guys.
Oh, it's just crazy here. So let's just jump right into it. We've got plenty of fantasy football questions. This comes from Mark. He wants you to pick two in a PPR league: Eric Decker, Michael Floyd, T.Y. Hilton.
I say number one, I actually have to say Michael Floyd lately. He's got 13 grabs in the last 2 weeks and a ton of yards. He's becoming a number two receiver option in all fantasy leagues. And, the second one's tough because I actually don't like either very much this week. T.Y. Hilton's got a really difficult matchup. So I would lean a little to Eric Decker normally. He's just not catching the football enough. T.Y. Hilton's not going to get you very many yards, but in PPR he's going to get you a few catches.
Trent wants to know, Big Ben, Russell Wilson, or Nick Foles at quarterback?
I would give a slight edge to Wilson because, I think even though it's in Seattle, Brees is going to be able to score some points and force Wilson to throw it a fair amount. Ben's got a tough matchup with, Ravens. They've only given up 10 scores all year through the air since, Manning killed him in week one. And, Nick Foles has played great, but Arizona's been one of the best defenses in the league over the last few weeks, and I think they're going to give him a little trouble.
LeCoubre of RotoWire for our fantasy football segment. Standard League, Alshon Jeffrey or Nate Burleson from Jordan?
It's actually tough because I like Nate Burleson a lot this week. He had 10 targets last week, but I think it was a little bit the fact that Darrell Revis was on Calvin. I would go with Alshon Jeffrey. He's had a handful of 100-yard games this year. Got a good matchup with the Vikings. You know, tough to match.
On defense, Cincinnati Bengals or Pittsburgh Steelers?
That one's not easy as well. I'd probably give an edge to the Steelers because the Bengals are banged up a little bit. I wouldn't expect them to create the massive turnovers against Phillip Rivers that they did against the Browns prior to their bye week.
Mark wants to know, Rashad Jennings or Zach Stacy?
Well, you kind of have to see what is going on with Stacy if he's going to get cleared of the concussion. I don't necessarily expect him to, but, you know, Rashad Jennings is playing great. I would just roll him out on Thursday to be safe. Make sure you got him in the lineup. It's a great matchup against Dallas.
Tomorrow, you got to watch the injury report. Anybody you need? We watched Julius Thomas for Denver last week. Anybody that you've got to be very wary of tomorrow?
Not so much with the Thursday games. You know, at the you want to take note. I mean, Derek McFadden, it sounds like he's going to play. But he'd be, at this point, I think, just a desperation move. You know, if you have him on your team, Rashad Jennings is probably going to get the bulk of the work there. But it is a nice matchup because that Dallas defense is pretty weak against the run. You know, obviously right now it sounds like Aaron Rodgers is not going to play. So barring some, you know, last-minute change, you can expect Matt Flynn in at quarterback for Green Bay. No major injury concerns for tomorrow.
Dustin wants to know, Cecil Shorts or Anquan Boldin?
I would have to say Anquan Boldin coming off the game he just had. The Rams have given up a ton of points to number one wide receivers, and he even scored one of his few touchdowns against them earlier in the season. Cecil Shorts is going to get blanketed by Joe Hayden on the road. Really don't like that matchup for him.
And who's the stud and dud this week? The guy you got to play, and maybe the stud you need to sit.
Well, he's been a stud of late, but I'm definitely starting Carson Palmer unless I have one of the true elite quarterbacks this week. He's gotten two touchdowns on the board in the last four straight games, five of the last six. He's only thrown two interceptions in these last four games. He's finally cleaning up his play. Like I said earlier, Michael Floyd is stepping up and providing him another really good option opposite Larry Fitzgerald. And this guy is also not a stud, but he's someone I'm definitely sitting, even though he's probably going to get the bulk of the workload. Daniel Thomas is now out in Miami, at least you know, for the immediate future. Lamar Miller is going to probably get a fair amount of touches, but that Jets defense is going to shut him down. They've been great against the run all year.
All right, Luca, we'll let you go. Say happy Thanksgiving and talk to you next Thursday. Always appreciate your time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
No problem. Thanks, guys, and happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Hey, thanks, Luke.
That's going to bring us to an end of our Doug and Daddy Show. We got all of 5 days worth of show jammed into a Wednesday here. Thanks for everybody for listening to our outstanding football coverage on Monday and Tuesday. Thanks to everybody that did the games and tuned in and listened. And don't forget to get signed up for our fantasy football report on ESPNSuperstation.com. We want to thank Steve Sippel, Lincoln Journal star, Luke Hoover of RotoWire, Brent Breckner, state championship football coach at Donovan Trumbull, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, and Rick Squires, UNK volleyball coach. Thanksgiving tomorrow, football on Friday. Folks, enjoy your Thanksgiving. We'll see you Monday for another Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Oh.